brother. What's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you look alert, man.
I mean, hey.
You got a little rest last night, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, man. You know, I got a lot of things to talk about this morning, as always, and many of them. The one thing I'll always say about this show is that it angers people. The truth angers people. You know, when I come in here Monday through Friday, I come in here and I've looked at different things and did a little research on those things that I'm going to be talking about. A lot of them, the research has been my own life experience, and so I feel more than confident that when I come into the studio, I'm not having conversations about, you know, just how smart I am, because as I've stated before, I'm very limited when it comes to knowledge about, you know, I mean, there's so much to know. How can anybody poke their chest out and talk about how much they know? You can put what you really know on the head of a pen and there'll still be plenty of room left. So much to learn in such a short period of time to, you know, to learn it in. But I just... Here's what I want to begin the show with. Connor, you see it, man, even as young as you are. Does it surprise you to see how big people are? I mean, you see people who look like blimps, right?
Yeah. I mean.
I mean, you ever wonder how they get that way?
Yeah, I do. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why people get that way.
Yeah, well, I know why.
Yeah.
In many instances, it's what they put in the food that they put in their mouths. And that is done for a reason. There's a reason why Wisconsin, you know, has some of the biggest people in the United States. You know, there's a reason why people are so obese. And we do know that people don't do that intentionally. Nobody sets out to weigh 350 pounds, 400 pounds, 500 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's not healthy for you. You know, at some point in time, you know, I mean, I look at myself, man, you know, and for at least up until the time I was 40 years old, maybe 45 years old, maybe even 50 years old. Yeah, I would say 50. Man, I hovered around, you know, 170, 175 pounds. And all was fine, and I had no problems with being overweight, certainly active, all the way up until, you know, 50 years old, I was physically active and did a lot of different things. Clearly working full-time helped me, you know, keep my weight down. But then something happened out of nowhere. In my case, I had a thyroid issue and the removal of my thyroid and just at that point in time, having my thyroid removed, I started gaining all this weight. But, you know, then you come to a point where you say, wow, I can't keep doing this. You know, I kind of, the older you get, the more you realize the value of the life, and the more you want to hang on to the life, and the more you start looking and saying, hey, man, you know, there are all these horrible things that happen to you when you're overweight. But I want to get into not why we are overweight, but how we got to be overweight. You know, you look at some people, man. You know, I was, the other day I saw a young man that almost could not even believe my eyes. He looked like the Michelin tire guy. And that's before your time, Connor. You don't know who that is.
No, I know who you're talking about.
Okay. And the guy looked like that. And it looked like he had on a suit. And, man, my heart just went out to him because I could look in his face and see he was just a young, young guy. He had to weigh 500 pounds. Man. And, you know, how do you begin to try to undo 500 pounds? There's not much that can be done. All it leads up to is a very short life. But you have to look at all the different reasons why. You know, nobody really said when people were younger, not during my time, the faux pas of sugar. Nobody said anything about that. Nobody said, hey, man, you shouldn't be drinking all those sodas. You know, hey, man, you shouldn't be eating all those cookies. Hey, man, you shouldn't be eating all those donuts. Hey, man, cake is not good for you. Hey, man, you know, candy, you shouldn't be eating those things you don't learn until later. So they show all these different commercials with all those things on television. And if you don't have the willpower, excuse me, to resist it, and you have issues in your life, then, you know, it's easy that food becomes your crutch. And the hard part about it, and one of the most difficult parts about it, is the self-awareness of people who have the problems with weight. The more they become self-conscious, let me include myself, the more we become self-conscious, the more we eat, and it becomes a vicious cycle. But the American people, as a group, far outweigh with the obesity issue anywhere else in the world. And it's not just because everybody doesn't have the strength to push themselves away. It is because of what's in the food that we eat. And that these things are done intentionally to us. You know, they really are. And so we just have to get to a point where we understand that these are the reasons. These things are happening. There's something at the root of it. And at the root of it is a government that refuses to protect its people from the business vultures who will do everything they can. And they're in cahoots with the medical industry. So the more, when you have a for-profit health care industry, you've got to guarantee that there's going to be a product in order for you to make money. Again, the health industry. If everybody was healthy, there could be no for-profit health industry. And I know people don't want to think of things in this context. And Al, I see you. I'm going to come to you after the break. I don't want to get with you for a couple minutes. I want to make sure we can have a real dialogue. So I'll come to you. We'll be on the break in a minute or two. The American people have to think. And I know the American people don't want to think about the kinds of things that I'm talking about because they believe so much in this country. And it's one thing to believe in the country, but the country is not a human being. This is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful nation. I mean, I'm talking about the land. You know, I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful country. But now the people, that's something altogether different. The landmass of the United States of America, mountains, deserts, rainforests, you know, you name it, all of that is here in this country. You know, lakes, you know, beaches, just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful nation. But the people of this country, sinister, especially those who are looking to make money. And money is their number one priority. That's both Democrats and Republicans. And because at the root of the majority of the things that they do in this country, it makes it an ugly country. The people of it, very ugly. Because why else would somebody set out to destroy people's lives who have done nothing at all to deserve what they get? Got to go to a break. Al, I see you. We'll come right to you on the other side. Our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Pick it loud and pick it sound. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see.